It's time for the first installment in our new project. It's called Rocky Mountain Why, and we're asking what you're curious about here in the Roaring Fork Valley. Then our reporters head out into the field to bring you an answer. Our first question came from an anonymous listener who asked, is Aspen Mountain really Swiss cheese underneath due to mining tunnels? Does anyone really know? Well, we sent out reporter Alex Hager with a microphone and a pair of skis, and he came back with this report.
Imagine you're at the top of Aspen Mountain. The powder is deep, the sky is blue, and there are snowy peaks as far as the eye can see. And under your feet, there's over a century of mining history. It's been decades since people pulled silver out of Ajax on an industrial scale, but the mountain still holds plenty of reminders from Aspen's mining heyday. And to find them, you don't have to look too far.
Well, a lot of this stuff isn't too hidden from plain sight. I mean, you're pointing out all these things from the lift and from the gondola.
Yeah, it's all here in plain sight.
I'm on Aspen's Lift 1A with Rich Berkeley, who's a jack of all trades for the Aspen Skiing Company.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been working for it for 30 years, and I work on all aspects of it.
As we tour the mountain, I've got an answer pretty early on when it comes to that Swiss cheese question. Berkeley says throughout Colorado and around Aspen, there are tons of old mine tunnels.
On this particular mountain, it's right under you.
Mining on Aspen Mountain got started in the late 1800s and went on for decades, so the inside of the mountain got plenty carved up over all those years. What's surprising, though, is just how many reminders of the mining era are still around in 2020.
The dumps are named after mine dumps, which is where they dumped all the ore as they're taking it out of the shafts. And so you can see, if you look up right now, see that cut going up the right side of the mountain? That was the original tram from the 1890s. That's where it went.
But not all of the mining on the mountain is stuck in the past. There's one tunnel on Aspen Mountain that's still open for mining. And after a little bit of off-piste hiking, Berkeley and I wandered into it.
See the mine entrance? And the train tracks go right down there. We can go walk on them if you want.
Let's do it.
Now, I talked to the owner of the mine, and for safety reasons, he'd prefer I not say where it is. But Berkeley and I were able to poke our heads in the entrance, getting a glimpse into the mountain and into history.
We have tracks going into a tunnel, and to the right there, that's actually entering the mountain, and we're under a shed, a snow shed, that they built to protect the tracks so they can go into the winter.
In the tunnel, it's rock walls with wooden trusses, a set of minecart tracks that disappear around a dark corner, and a ceiling low enough that you can't help but duck. Berkeley and I can't see past that curve, where the tracks go under a metal door that's sealed off with chains and do not enter signs. But he says he got a peek behind there once, back when the owners used to give tours in the early 90s.
You can't see the top of it, and you can't see the bottom of it. You throw a rock, it takes 4 or 5 seconds for it to hit something, so it's huge.
And that is what's inside Aspen Mountain. Massive cavernous rooms and miles of old tunnels. So it would be pretty fair to say that it kind of looks like Swiss cheese in there. And when we got back in the gondola, I couldn't help but ask, is it a safety risk to ski on top of all that?
It hasn't been, but certainly on my mind. And we have over the years had, you know, shafts collapse. But so far it has not been a safety issue. And I hope that the mountain is more or less stable.
So Berkeley says it's probably safe to ski on top of those old mine tunnels, but you shouldn't try to wander into one. When he and I started our exploration, Ski Patrol was quick to arrive and make sure we didn't get too far. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.